Northampton Kollel share given on Sunday, 15th of May 2011, Yud Aleph Iyar Tovshin Ayin Aleph, and we're about to commence Tehillim chapter Yud Ches. It's a huge chapter, it's the longest one so far, and it will take us ages and ages, but let's see how we go. I think by way of introduction, it has to be said a few things before we actually go through the Pesukim in detail. We'll go through all the Pesukim in one go, as we usually do, but just by way of introduction, this is a most remarkable, unusual chapter because it's the only chapter in Tanakh that appears twice. It appears here, Tehillim chapter 18, Yud Ches, and it also appears almost identical in Shmuel Beis, chapter Kaf Beis. It's almost identical with a few changes here and there, and we'll be looking at the differences between them. It's known as Shiras Dovid in Shmuel Beis chapter Kaf Beis. There, that what chapter is called Shiras Dovid, the Song of Dovid. It is a song, and it's extremely poetical, or poetic, yeah, extremely poetic, and yeah.
It's
chapter Yud Ches. It's about 51 Pesukim, I think, something like that. Yeah? It's about 51 Pesukim. The Vilna Gaon writes that it is the Shir Shel Yom for Shvi'i Shel Pesach. Seventh day Pesach. You know, we always have, the Vilna Gaon always writes that special occasions have a special Shir Shel Yom, have a special song of the day sung by the Levim in the Beis Mikdash. And this one, chapter 18, is the Shir Shel Yom for Shvi'i Shel Pesach. We're not surprised to hear that because the parallel chapter, Shmuel Beis, chapter Kaf Beis, is the Haftorah for that day, for Shvi'i Shel Pesach. Okay, Shvi'i Shel Pesach is the day of the Shira, as in Shiras Hayom, and so we're not surprised that the Haftorah is also a Shira. You're right, Norman?
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah.
Shiras Hayom.
No,
the Shira of the sea,
son
of the sea, or
son
of the day.
Oh, no, Shiras Hayom, of the sea, of the sea, not Yom. Yeah, Shir Hayom. This is the as in Oz Yashim Moshe. So that's the day of Kriyas Yamsuf. That's the day when we lay in we lay in through Oz Yashim Moshe from Bishalach, and the Haftorah is chapter Kaf Beis in Shmuel Beis, which is the parallel chapter to what we're learning. I was discussing this recently with Mike Aziz, and he said to me, "Oh, it's also the Haftorah for Hazinu." So I said, "Really? Didn't know that." So he said, "Yes," and he reassured me. He absolutely assured me of this. How did he know? He said, "Because it was his Alpha of Shabbos."
So it's also the first day of Chol HaMoed Pesach. If you look at your page 18 to
Nisan. Oh, the date you mean? Oh, the 18th day of Nisan. Ah, I haven't seen a connection with that. That's the first day Chol HaMoed would be 18th day. Well, here in Chutz Laaretz, the first day Chol HaMoed is 17th. Yeah. 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 So, what was that? Yes. So, very often Pashas Hazinu falls on Shabbos Shuvah. So then we have the Haftorah for Shabbos Shuvah. But if it doesn't, then it's chapter. Then the Haftorah for that Shabbos Hazinu is, of course, Hazinu is also Shira, and so it's chapter Kaf Beis from Shmuel Beis. Okay. Yeah, loads of other things to say. Let's have a look at the Pesukim themselves. I'll try and get through the whole chapter, and it could well be we won't manage much more than that. But let's see how we go. The chapter deals with David's successes in battles and all his tzoros. He gives thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for being saved on numerous occasions. And included in that, he goes back as well quite a number of Sukkim to discussing the Nisim of Mitzrayim and Kriyas Yamsuf, which is another connection with Shvi'i Shel Pesach, Kriyas Yamsuf, Yitzchak gets a mention. Okay, let's get launched on the actual chapter, and I'll try and go through the Pesukim. I've got to use the article translation because I find it so hard. L'Netzach Le'Eved Hashem, a song for the conductor, as written by the servant of God, LeDavid, by David, Asher Dibber Hashem, who spoke to Hashem, Es Divrei Hashir Azos, the words of this song, B'Yom, on the day that Hitzen Hashem Oso, the day that Hashem saved him, Mikaf Kol Ovov, from the palm of all his enemies, Umiyad Shaul, and from the hand of Shaul. So it's a song to celebrate salvation in battle. Vayomar, and he said, David said, Erchomcha Hashem, I will love you, Hashem, Chizki, my strength. You are my strength. Hashem, pardon?
Same root, of course,
Rachamim, but it's an expression of a friend. Erchomcha, I will love you. I will love you. Erchomcha Hashem, I will love you, Hashem, Chizki, my strength. Hashem, God, you are Sali, my rock, Umitzadosi, and my fortress, Umafalti, and my savior, thank you, rescuer, as given here in English, yeah. Keli, my God, Tsuri, another expression of rock, my rock, Echesebo, I will take refuge in him. Mogini, he is my shield. The Keren Yeshi, and the horn of my salvation. Misgabi, my stronghold. Muhulo, you, Hashem, you are Muhulo, you are praised. Ekra, Hashem, I call out to you, Hashem. Umin Ovai, Ivoshea, and I will be saved from my enemies. Atofuni Chevle Maves, pains of death surround me. And streams of bad people, yiva'asuni, terrify me, scare me. Chevle sha'ol sivavuni, groups of lowly people, wicked people sivavuni surround me. Kidmuni mokshe maves, they confront me with traps, with death traps. But sadly, in my troubles, Ekra Hashem, I call to Hashem, for Elokai Ashavea, and to my God I cry out, Yishma Mehechalo Koli, he will hear my voice from his temple, Veshavosi Lefanov, Tovov Oznov, and my cry before him will come to his ears. Vatigash, and the earth trembles and quakes. We're talking about earthquakes here. Umoste horim yirgazu, and the foundations of mountains shake. Vayiskoashu, and they tremble. Kichorolo, because he's angry. When Hashem has his burning anger, the world is affected. It's actually a reference to earthquakes. I said over this pasuk yesterday to our children because there were two earthquakes in Spain last week, and I spoke about the earthquakes. The Medrash speaks about why Hashem brings earthquakes. We'll get to it. Allah Oshan Ba'apo, smoke rises from his nostrils, or the Ish Mepiv Tochel, and fire from his mouth consumes, Gecholim Bo'arum Imenu, burning coals burn from him. Expressions of aggression coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Vayet Shomayim, and now we're moving a little bit towards the Nisim of Mitzrayim. Vayet Shomayim, he bent the heavens, he bent down the heavens, Vayerad, and he came down, Va'arofel Tachas Raglov, with darkness beneath his feet. So it's about trampling over the Egyptians. Trampling over the Egyptians, and therefore there's darkness under his feet where he wipes out Egypt. Vayirkav al Kuruv, he rode on a cherub, a heavenly being, for speed. Vayoos, and he flew. Vayede al Kanfe Ruach, and he soared on the wings of wind. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu came over to Egypt in a massive hurry, flew down to Egypt in order to punish them. Yoshes Choshech, Sisro, he makes his secret place darkness, or maybe he makes darkness into his secret place. Svivosov Sukoso, his protected areas or his shelter is surround him. Cheshchas Mayim, darkened waters, Oveshachokim, thick clouds. Minoga Megdo, because of the brilliant light, bright light before him, Ovov Ovru, his thick clouds have moved on, have passed away, moved away. In other words, the Minoga Negdom is a reference to the Tzadikim who are considered his bright light before him, and therefore the darkness of his thick clouds, he's moved away from them. In other words, he's moved bad things away from Tzadikim and he's moved them onto evil people, i.e. Egypt. Borod with hailstones, Vagachalei Esh, and fiery coals. Vayarim Bashamayim Hashem, and God thundered at them, at the Egyptians in heaven, from heaven basically. Ve'elyon Yitin Kolo, and the Most High, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, gave his voice, Borod with hailstones, Vagachalei Esh, and fiery coals. Vayishlach Chitzov, he sent out his arrows, Vayafitzim, and he scattered them, he scattered the enemies. In other words, he fired arrows at the enemies and scattered them. Uvarokim Rav, with tremendous amount of thunderbolts, Vayuhumim, and he confused them. Again, all expressions of punishments against Egypt. Vayeroo Afike Mayim, and now we have a little bit about Kriyas Yamsuf. Vayeroo Afike Mayim, streams of water became visible, Vayigalumos dos tevel, and the foundations of the earth were revealed, Migarascha Hashem, from your anger Hashem, Minishmatu Echapecha, from the breath of the wind of your nostrils. Yishlach Mimorim, he sent from on high, Yikocheni, he took me, in other words, he rescued me. Yamsheni, he drew me out, Mimayim Rabim, from plenty of waters, rescuing Bnei Yisrael at the Yamsuf. Yatzileni mi'oivi, he saves me from my enemy. Yatzileni mi'oivi oz, he saved me from my strong enemy, umesonai, and from my hated ones, ki yamsumi many, because they are stronger than I am. Yekadmuni v'yom edi, they, that's these enemies, confront me on the day of my misfortune. Vayihi Hashem l'misha mi, and God was a supporter for me. So I've been attacked by my enemies, Hashem helps me all the time. Vayotzieni l'merchov, and he brought me out to a wide expanse, i.e. freedom. Yechaltzeni, he rescued me, released me, ki chafetz bi, because he likes me, or he desires me. Yigmaleni Hashem k'tzidki, Hashem should pay me back according to my righteousness. I am a tzaddik, and therefore please, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please continue to help me. Kver yodai yashiv li, like the purity of my hands, he should repay me. Hashem should be kind to me based on the fact that I have pure hands. Ki shamarti darchei Hashem, because after all I've guarded the ways of Hashem, v'lo rashati mi'elokoi, and I've not done anything evil from God. I haven't gone down any evil route. For all his laws are opposite me, or in front of me. In other words, I don't forget his Torah. And I have not removed his statutes from me. I'm aware of his halachas all the time. And I am perfect with him. And I protect myself from my sin. In other words, I avoid Averis. Vayoshev Hashem li ketzidkasi, God has repaid me according to my righteousness, kevari lenegedenov, according to my purity in his presence, opposite his eyes. Im chosid tischasod, you HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you act kindly with every chosid. Im gevar tomim, with every perfect man, titamom, you act perfectly or wholeheartedly, the English here says. Im novar, with a person who's trustworthy, tisporor, you act trustingly. Vim ikesh, and with someone who's crooked, tispatol, you act crookedly. In other words, you deal with human beings according to their matriga. If they're good people, you deal with them well. And if they're bad people, you deal with them badly. Kiato, Am Oni Soshia, because you, Hashem, save a poverty stricken nation, Klal Yisrael, Ve'inayim Romos, and haughty eyes, Tashbil, you bring low. In other words, anyone who's a Baal Gaiva, you bring them down low. Ki Atah To'ir Neiri Hashem, Ki Atah To'ir Neiri, because you provide light with for my candle. Hashem Nekai, God's my Lord, Yagia Choshki, you brighten my darkness. Kivacha Oros Gedud, because through you I crush a band of enemy troops. Ovelokai, and through my God, Adaleg Shur, I can jump over a wall. This jumping over a wall is a reference to capturing Rishalayim, where B'derech Nes, David was able to jump over the wall in order to get into Rishalayim to capture it. More of that when we get there. Hokel Tomim Darko, God, his way is perfect. Imras Hashem Tzurufo, the sayings of God are refined. Mogein Hu L'chola Chosim Bo, he is a shield to all those who trust in him or who take refuge in him. Kimia Loka, for who is a God, Mebalade Hashem, besides HaKadosh Baruch Hu? No one is. Omid Sur, and who is a rock, Zogosiel Okeinu, besides our God? Absolutely no one else has any power. Hokel Hama Azrimi Choyo, the God who girds me with valor, or with strength, probably a better translation, Vaitin Tomim Darki, and he kept my way perfect. He allowed me to go in a perfect way. Meshavera Glaikwayolos, he makes my feet straight like hinds, deer, female deer, I think it is. And he sets me on high, he establishes me on high places, which is again a reference to rescuing me from my enemies. I'm allowed to have the high ground. HaKadosh Baruch Hu protects me in that way. I don't know. It's on high ground, yeah. Could well be. Melamed Yodan HaMilchama, he trained my hands in war. V'nichasa keshes nechusha zeroro soy, and he trained me to bend a copper bow with my arms. A copper bow, obviously a very hard thing to bend. Because in other words, I've been trained in battle, and it's to this keshes nechusha, and there are medrashim about these copper bows. In other words, you give me strength in battle. Vatitin li mogen yishecha, and you've given me your shield of salvation. Vimincha sisodeni, and your right hand supports me, sustains me. Vamvosecha sarbeni, and your humility, you've treated me with great humility. Tarchiv tsaadi sachtoi, you give plenty of space for my steps. In the English, it says, you have widened my stride beneath me. Velo moadu kasuloi, and my ankles have not faltered. These kasuloi, very interesting word, hardly appears in Tanakh. More of that when we get there. Erdos ovai, I will chase my enemies by sigim, and I will catch them up. Velo oshuv, and I will not come back. Ad kalosom, until I have annihilated them, until I finish them off. Emchotzeim, I will crush them, I'll strike them down. Velo yuchlukum, and they will no longer be able to rise up against me. Yiplu tachas ragloi, they will fall beneath my feet. That azrimi chayil lamulchama, you gird me with strength for battle. Tachria komai tachtoi, anyone who rises up against me, you bring them down to their knees beneath me. Va'ovai nosatali oref, and as for my enemies, you've given them to me, Oref, through the back of their neck, i.e. they surrender and run away from me, so all I can see of them is the back of their neck. Masama I ask me same, and those who are my enemies, I cut them down. Yeshavu, they cry out, these enemies may well cry out, but Ve'imoshia, there's no one there to save them. Al Hashem, they might even cry out to Hashem, but velo onom, he does not answer them. Why not? Because they're not genuine. The eshrakim ka'afar al pnei ruach, and I crush them, I pulverize them. Whoa, great word! I pulverize them like dust al pnei ruach, on the face of the wind. Ketit chutzos arikim, I can pour them out. I can pour out my enemies like mud that you find in the marketplaces. It's the expression of totally annihilating my enemies. I can put, and just pour them out like a drink, or like mud rather. Tefaltili me rive om, save me or rescue me from the arguments of the people. David here is saying, I would rather not have to get involved in judging cases for the Yiddish people. Tesimeni l'resh goyim. Instead, appoint me as a head over other nations. Amazing. He's saying, please appoint me as a head over other foreign nations. Am lo yodati, and a nation whom I don't know, Yavduni, will serve me. David is saying, I don't really want to be a Dayan on a Basin anymore because the responsibility is too great. And therefore, I'll just make me a head of some foreign nation. Leshema Ozen, as soon as they hear these, a foreign nation, as soon as they hear Yishom Uli, they'll obey me. B'nei Nechor Yechachashuli, and foreign nations will cringe before me. I can't do this without the English. B'nei Nechor Yibolu, foreign nations will wear out, will be worn out. V'yachregu Mimiskero Sehem, and they'll be terrified by their imprisonment. Chai Hashem Avarach Tzuri, familiar phrase here, we sing it Shabbos morning. Chai Hashem Avarach Tzuri, Hashem lives and he is blessed. Tzuri, he's my rock. V'yorum Elokei Yishi, and may the God of my salvation be exalted. Hokel, the God, Hanosim Mekomosli, who gives me vengeance. Vayadber Amim Tachtoi, as he subjugates nations beneath me. He reduces nations beneath me. Mafalti Meoivoi, he rescues me from my enemies. Afmin Komai, and even from my those who rise up against me, Teromimeni, you deliver me, or you raise me up. May Ish Hamas Tatsileni, you save me from an Ish Hamas, a man of violence. Al Kain, therefore, Odchav Agoim Hashem, I will thank you, Hashem, among all the nations, Oleshimcha Zamira, and I will sing to your name. Magdilishes Malko, he makes his king great with salvations. And who's this king? It is I, says David. So he makes me, his king, great through salvations. For Osa Chesed the Mashiach, and he performs kindness for his anointed one. Again, that is me, that is I. Le David, for me, for David. Olezaro Adolam, and for all his seeds, for all his descendants, Adolam, forever. Right. So, okay. Right. Let's now move on to chapter 19. Okay. Right. So that's the chapter. So, in short, it's David thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for being saved in times of battle. He makes reference to a number of nisim, Yetzias Mitzrayim in particular, Kriyas Yamsuf in particular, and time and time again thanking Hashem for being saved from his enemies.
His enemies are amongst of the Goyim or amongst the Jewish people at Doeg?
Yes, to both.
To both.
Absolutely. So in fact, he singled out Shaul at the beginning. First prophet singles out Shaul.
But sure, he didn't want to destroy. He didn't want to destroy. He wouldn't kill. Wouldn't touch Shaul.
Oh, wow. Yeah, absolutely. That is the very... Okay, what you just said, it comes straight out of the Chasam Sofer, and we're coming to it. At some stage. Yeah, absolutely. Very important point. That David did not want to attack Shaul. Correct. Correct. That's spot on right. And that is very relevant to Pasuk Aleph.
Therefore, for his Jewish enemies, he wants them to do teshuvah. So they're now longer his enemies.
Yeah, sounds right.
Better that they don't sin, then they have to get rid of the sinners.
Yeah.
Sounds right. But also the Yetzirah Hara is referring to his Yetzirah as well.
I've no idea. I've learnt Pasuk Aleph.
That's talking about his enemies. it must be talking about the Yetzer Hara as well. Mm-hmm. It's not just talking about physical enemies, it's talking about spiritual enemies.
Quite possible.
Maybe he wants to pulverize his spiritual enemies, his spiritual demons. Yep. Not just the other way, but it's just a bit too much to think that he really wants to do that to physical enemies.
I don't say his life was in danger. He fought wars against Amalek. He fought wars against Pelishtim. He had to fight. He was a military man, and he had to kill, and he did kill thousands, for the safety of Klal Yisrael. And that's why the reign of Shlomo was so successful, because in the times of Shlomo, not a single enemy of Klal Yisrael dared lift a finger, because the way had all been prepared by David.
David killed his, and he gave the numbers, and Saul only his.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
So he killed a huge number of people.
He did, yeah. Yeah.
You recognize the last mortal enemies who you never get to do teshuva. You go and get to the Iranians to do teshuva. They're mortal enemies. You've got to get rid of them. Amongst the Jewish people, then you're supposed to teshuva.
Okay, so still by way of introduction to the chapter, when exactly was this chapter written? Well, the Ibn Ezra writes that the chapter was composed by David HaMelech on the very significant day when his soldiers turned around to him and said, David, you're a little bit too old now to go out to battle. Please don't go out to battle anymore. We will fight your wars for you. And you'll find this in Shmuel Beis, and it's chapter Kaf Aleph, Pasuk Yud Zayin. Shmuel Beis, hang on. Here we are. Chapter Kaf Aleph, Pasuk Yud Zayin. And this is brought by the Ibn Ezra. He says that is when this chapter was originally written. And of course, let's have a look at this pasuk. This is after David had fought a number of people in one go, in particular some very mighty Pelishtim, not Goliaths, but other men of his ilk. Vayazalo Avishai ben Tzuria, and Avishai ben Tzuria helped him. Vayaches haPelishti, he killed this particular Philistine. Vayimisei, when he killed him, he smote this Pelishti and he killed him. Oz, then, Nishbu'u Anshi David Lo. Then the men of David swore to him, Lemo saying, Lo Seitse Oditon Ulam Ulchoma. You shouldn't come out to battle with us anymore. Velos Chaberes Ne Yisrael, and don't extinguish the light of Israel. They said to him, we will fight for you. Don't you come out anymore. You're not a youngster anymore. We'll fight your wars for you. They were very loyal soldiers to him, and they just didn't want him to risk his own neck in battle. That's what it says. Below Sechabes, now you saw, if you go out to fight, you yourself might be killed in battle, and then the light of Israel will be extinguished. So, now at that point, that is when David, on that day when his soldiers encouraged David not to fight anymore, that is when David composed it. And of course, that appears in Shmuel Beis. That's in chapter Kaf Aleph, and it's possibly your design. And it's just a few psukim later we get chapter Kaf Beis, which is this parallel chapter. In Shmuel Beis, parallel chapter to our chapter, Tehillim Yud Ches, which is so it's just a little bit after that.
Historically, what's the background to Shmuel Hanavi in terms of the timeline?
To Shmuel?
I mean, Shmuel Hanavi, the timeline when he was writing, when Shmuel Hanavi was writing all this.
I'm sorry, I'm not clear on your question.
Well, we're talking about
I think I don't know the answer, but this chapter Kaf Beis in Shmuel Beis begins by David LaShem Estivei Hashira Hazos B'Yom Hitzel LaShem Esem Kaf Kol Ova V'Mikav Shol. In other words, it's a parallel pasuk to our first pasuk. David said this Shira. Mm-hmm. And then comes the Shira, which is almost word for word the same as ours.
Yeah.
When did Shmuel write this, are you asking?
Yeah.
Must be. Shmuel died.
Exactly. I don't think Shmuel did like Shmuel Beis.
In time,
I can't remember. It's written, I've learnt it, and I can't remember who authored which sefer. I've learnt it, and I just can't remember. Shmuel Hanavi had.
Was the time of Shaul.
is a time of Shaul. Well, he did it, he did anoint David as king. Yes. So is it when David was a young man? But Shmuel himself had died. Surely. Yeah,
while Shaul was still king.
No, because he anointed David. Shmuel anointed David.
But David's on the run from Shmuel.
Yes.
And so Shmuel calls up the Navi when he's in trouble with the Philistine, isn't he?
Yes, of course, thank you. And he called up Shmuel, of course, Shkach, absolutely right, of course. Yeah, Shaul died in a battle against the Plishtim. Yes. The night before that battle, Shaul called up the spirit of Shmuel to ask him what would happen in the battle. Shmuel had died during Shaul's lifetime. Thank you. Reign. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, he had already anointed David as the next king, which is something that Shaul could not accept.
Yeah, because there was the Haftorah we read when Shmuel took Shaul to Hashem to basically tell him off for not killing
Agog.
Agog.
That's right. That's for Shabbos Pashas Zohar.
Yeah.
Just for Purim. Yeah. That's right.
In the big piece, Shmuel had already terminated the reign.
He terminated the reign on instruction by Hashem. He terminated Shaul's reign.
Yeah.
I think Shaul was only king for 2 years, and anointed David. But Shaul could not accept the fact that David was the new king, and therefore Shaul viewed David as a Merid b'Malchus, as a traitor. Mm. And Halacha is a Merid b'Malchus is Chayv Misa. And that the king has a right to kill a traitor without a Beis Din, without Edim, without anything. You can just kill him. And that is why Shaul waged his wars against David and hunted David down to try and kill him. With the best of intentions. Shaul had the best of intentions in doing so. I learned this from Clive Fisto when I was learning Nach from Clive Fisto as a youngster.
But against the word of Hashem.
Shmuel had anointed David, but Shaul still had the best of intentions, and he meant the Shem Shemaim. Absolutely, he meant the Shem Shemaim. He still viewed David. First of all, he was suffering from depression. Yeah, so he wasn't a well man mentally, and he couldn't accept the fact that David was to take over the Malchus. Make no mistake of it, I mentioned this before, Shaul was a phenomenal tzaddik. He's described in a pasuk as Shaul Bechir Hashem, Shaul the choice one of God, and I have a sefer at home which uses those three words as the title of the sefer. It's called Shaul Bechir Hashem. It's written by Rabbi Yaakov Galinsky, and it's a collection of medroshim about Shaul HaMelech, saying what a great tzaddik he was. So, although Shaul does not get a fabulous write-up in the actual Pesukim, in the words of Chazal, he does, as a phenomenal tzaddik, unbelievable tzaddik. And the fact that he wanted to kill David was based on this misunderstanding, and the fact that he couldn't accept the fact that David really was the new king.
So then why did Shmuel die?
Yes, he died very young. He died at the age of 52. Exactly when, I can't remember. It was after having anointed David. Yes, his death is recorded in Tanakh. I can't remember when. No, I don't think Shmuel HaNavi wrote Sefer Shmuel. Who did? It might have been Yirmiyahu. Maybe parts. Yirmiyahu. Yeah, it could be that some parts of the Sefer were written by Shmuel. The earlier parts, maybe. But don't forget, Shmuel isn't born until Sefer Shmuel kicks off. Yeah, Sefer Shmuel Aleph begins with Chana having no children and davening to Hashem, and then Shmuel is born. Yeah, so there we go. Okay. Who wrote Sefer Shmuel? I have to say, I can't remember. I have learned it, but I just can't remember. Sorry. Okay. So the Ibn Ezra writes that this chapter was written, at least chapter Kaf Beis of Shmuel Beis was written on that day when David's soldiers asked him not to come out to battle anymore. The Arbar Benel in Shmuel Beis writes that David wrote this tefillah when he was young, as it appears in Shmuel Beis, chapter Kaf Beis, and said it time and time again, every time he had some success or every time any disaster was averted, he would recite it again. And he said it throughout his whole life. Whereas our Perek was written towards the end of David's life. So we've got these two different chapters. We've got Shmuel Beis, chapter Kaf Beis, which was written by David in his earlier in his life, and was recited after every time he...
And when Shmuel was alive.
I don't know, possibly.
And that was explained.
Yeah, possibly. Yeah, but at any rate, it was written early in his life. He recited it time and time again. Whereas, according to many opinions, our chapter, Tehillim Yud Ches, was written much later in David's life with the various variations from chapter Kaf Beis and Shmuel Beis, with slight changes. All those changes, I should say, just Hakdama. We're not going to get much more than Hakdama, I think, today. The differences in wording between Shmuel Beis, chapter Kaf Beis, and Tehillim, chapter Yud Ches, the differences are all listed in Maseches Sofrim, Perek Ches. You know, there's a Masechta called Maseches Sofrim. Pardon?
It's a Masechta which isn't in Shas.
It's really a collection of brises. It's printed usually at the back of a Gemara of Avodah Zarah. There are a number of very small Masechtas there. Masechas Kala, Masechas Geirim, Masechas Sefer Torah, Masechas Mezuzah, Masechas Avodim. A number of different Masechtas which Rabbi Cooper once said to me are really a collection of brises.
And all these extra
Masechtas
are printed at the back of...
Masechtas Avodah Zarah. They're printed in a standard chaff. They're usually printed at the back of Gemara Avodah Zarah. Yeah. This last Ben Osmanim, Yaakov Chaim and I had a project to try and learn through Masechtas Geirim, which I once learnt before, and we didn't get very far, but we did the first Perek. And then we concentrated on other learning. No, there's no Gemara. It's Brises. They're Brises. So Masechtas Sofrim deals with the halachas of Safras, of writing Sfarim.
Well, like a normal Brises in the Gemara, a normal Brises is one which was said at the time of the Mishnah.
Yes.
But these Brises were said at the time by the Amorayim.
No, I don't think so. I think it was also said by Tanoim. The Brises are collected together by Reb Oshia.
I thought it was Reb. Who decided which ones went where and which ones didn't?
Yes. Rabbi Yehuda Anossi collated the Mishnayos. Many Mishnayos had been written earlier than Rabbi Yehuda Anossi, notably by Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Akiva. And I thank Rabbi Beryl Wein for his history tapes where he speaks about that. And then they were collated into the Mishnayos by Rabbi Yehuda Anossi. The Brises, the word Brisa comes from the word bra, base resh aleph, which is an Aramaic word, and it means outside. And I think I learnt this from Rabbi Cooper, that the brises are halachas parallel to Mishnayos, similar to Mishnayos, written by Tanoim, but chosen by Rabbi Yehuda Anossi to be left out of the work of Shishah Sijah Mishnah. Which is why a brisa is on a similar standing, halachic standing to a Mishnah, but not quite as weighty as a Mishnah.
Well, we do treat it the same. When we learn Gemara and comparisons.
Absolutely. We'll ask kashas and brises. Absolutely. But a brisa, I think if you have a machlokes between a brisa and a Mishnah, if I'm not mistaken, the Mishnah is considered a more weighty source than a brisa. Because the brisa from this word, bra, left out of Mishnah. And I think the braces were collated by Reb Oshia and one other, and I can't remember who it was. Now, where are we? Oh, so there's a Masechta called Masechta Sofrim. And there in Perek Ches of Masechta Sofrim, he goes through our chapter of Tehillim, showing all the differences that exist between the slight word here and a word there, differences between our chapter in Tehillim and Shmuel Beis chapter Kaf Beis. Okay, yep. Now, let's see. Yeah. Oh, so, and as I mentioned, the Kohenim to the Vilna Gaon, it's the Shesh El Yom for Shvi Shah Pesach, and that's not surprising because there are a number of these references to Yetzias Mitzrayim and Kriyas Yam Suf, and of course also it's the Shira, and so it's recited on the day of the Shira of Shiras Hayom. Okay. and I learned from Mike Aziz this after as well for Hazinu when it's not Shabbat Shavuot, and I learned from my son-in-law Nosson when I was discussing this with him over Pesach, and he said to me, "Oh, have you seen the Targum at the beginning of Shir Hashirim?" So I looked at the Targum of Shir Hashirim and I came across a fascinating piece of Targum which was written about extensively by Henry Erich on one of the Shul Devei Torah sheets. And it's as follows. The Targum at the beginning of Shir Hashirim says that there are 10 Shiros in all. In Tanakh there are 10 Shiros. The first one was recited by Odom Horishon when, after sinning in Gan Eden, and he was thrown out of Gan Eden, and he did Teshuvah, he recited, as a part of his tefillah, as part of his Teshuvah, he recited Mizmor Shel Yom HaShabbos, which of course is Tehillim chapter Tzadi Beis, and that was a Shira, Mizmor Shel Yom HaShabbos. That is Shira number one. Number two is from Shemos chapter Tesvav, and that's the one we all know, Shiras Hayom, Oz Yoshe Moshe Vene Israel. Number three is Shiras Haba'er. That's the song that Klal Yisrael sang when they, after the death of Miriam, and the Be'er Miriam was lost to them and then returned to them. My bookmark's gone here. Yeah, and it's, you'll find it, it's in Parshas Chukas. It's by Midbar, and it's chapter Kaf Aleph, and it's Pesukim Yud Zayin to Kaf. Let me just show you how that goes. Here we are, Kaf Aleph Yud Zayin. Oz Yoshi Yisrael Es Hashira Hazos Ali Ve'er Enula, and then Be'er Chafarur Asorim, and so on. Pesukim which I really don't understand, but it's the Shira that they sang having lost the Be'er Miriam in the desert, and then it came back, and then they really appreciated it. So that's the Shira Sabe'er. Song number four, Shira number four, is Pashas Hazinu, Hazinu Hashemayim Va'aretz. Hazinu, Hashemayim Vadabera, rather. Yeah, this is Shemayim Ritz and Mithi. Norman, you're a Hazinu expert. Yeah, Dvarim chapter Lamed Beis. Then you have number five is from Sefer Yehoshua. After Yehoshua fought this battle against the Emori, and in order to complete, he was desperate to finish the battle before Shabbos came in, and so Yehoshua famously stopped the sun. And this, and after that, in Yehoshua chapter Lamed Vav, sorry, I read that wrong. He stopped the sun for 36 hours, Lamed Vav Shoros. It's in Yehoshua, it's chapter Yud in Yehoshua, and it's Pasuk Yud Beis, where the Pasuk says, Oz Yedabe Yehoshua La Hashem, then Yehoshua spoke to God, B'yom Teis Hashem Esau Emiri Lifnei B'nei Esau, when Hashem delivered Emiri to B'nei Esau, V'yem En Ilene Esau, Shemesh Be'Givon Dom, the sun stopped, or was silent, i.e. it stopped in Givon, V'yoreach Be'imek Ayolon, and the moon stopped in the valley of Ayolon. So that is the song sung by Yehoshua. So that's song number five. Number six is Shiras Devorah, which we lay in as Haftarah for Shabbos B'Shalach, which is, of course, from Shoftim and its Perek Hay. Shiras Devorah. Shiras Devorah. We lay in it. Vatosha Devorah Varak Ben Avinoam. Yeah, there's Shoftim Perek Hay. That's song number six. Song number seven is the song of Chana, which we've spoken about before, where in Shmuel Aleph she gives it's a tefillah that she was desperately asking for a child, and combined in the tefillah was also a nevuah that she would indeed have a child, and that's in Shmuel, and that's Shmuel Aleph and its Pek Beis. Let me just get this. Hold on. Here we are. Shmuel Beis chapter Beis. Sorry, Shmuel Aleph chapter Beis. From the very beginning, Pasuk Aleph, where it says, "Vatispala Chana Vatuma Onat Slibi Vashem Romo Karni Vashem," and we lay that on Rosh Hashanah. So after one of the days Rosh Hashanah, I can't remember which one. Song number eight is Shiras David. That's ours, as it's recorded in Shmuel Beis chapter Kaf Beis. In other words, Shiras David technically is the name not given to Tinim Yud Ches, but rather given to Shmuel Beis Kaf Beis. Shir HaShirim Asher LeShlomo is song number 9, and song number 10 is from Yeshaya chapter Lamed, and it's Pasuk Kaf Tes, and this is a song that has not yet been sung but will be sung at the time of the Geulah. says chapter Lamed is Yeshaya chapter Lamed Pasuk Haftes, which reads Hashir Yehi Elochem Kelel His Kadesh Chog. There will be a song for you like the night when the Yom Tov was sanctified, and I believe that's a reference to Pesach. So that's the song that will be Hashir Yehi Elochem. It will be a song for you as and when Mashiach comes. So that those are our 10 songs as listed by the Targum at the beginning of Shir Shirim. However, there's another version of what those 10 songs are. Okay, and that is brought in the Sefer Yalkut HaMochiri, which is another collection of Medrashim, and Mrs. Cooper very sweetly gave me this Sefer. She allowed me to choose a Sefer two or more from Rabbi Cooper's library. I didn't want to take too much, but I took the Sefer Yalkut HaMochiri, which is Medrashim on Tehillim, and I took it because I'm giving the share. And then Yalkut HaMochiri, Os Yud, he brings a different list of 10 songs. There's some overlap. Song number one is this song from Yeshaya chapter Lamed Pasuk Kaftes, which I just said a moment ago. Hashir Yehi Elochem Kelel His Kadosh Chog. And he says, what song is that? That's the song that Klal Yisrael sang in Egypt on the night of Yetzias Mitzrayim. I guess while they were eating their Korban Pesach, or maybe after they were eating their Korban Pesach, to celebrate their impending redemption.
Why is it called Yalkut?
HaMochiri. Yalkut is a collection, and I don't know for sure, but I imagine it was put together, it's a collection of Midrashim, probably put together by someone called Mochir, which is the name, Mochir. Mochir Ben Menashe is brought at the end of Matos, so it's a name. I imagine that's why. It's called. What? Oh, is it Ivan?
Oh,
thank you. Oh, no. Oh, Hazinu. Well, only thought we got a Hazinu and expert in our midst. Yeah, thank you. You see, I don't think I've ever learned Vaychi, so I didn't know that. Mm-hmm. I've learned Matos, so I knew that. Yeah. Okay, song number one is the song sung by Klal Yisrael at the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim in Egypt, and that's the Shir Belel Hashir Yehi Elochem Kelel Es Kadosh Chog, as recorded in Yeshaya chapter Lamed Pasuk Kaf Tes. Song number two, according to Yalkut HaMachiri, is Oz Yashem Moshe Bnei Yisrael, as in Shiras Hayom, Parshas Peshalach. Song number three is Shiras HaBe'er, which we mentioned earlier, Parshas Chukas, the song in showing gratitude over the well of Miriam. Song number four is probably Hazinu, but it's a song sung by Moshe, and it's recorded in Devarim, chapter Lamed Aleph Pasuk Kaf Dalet. Lamed Aleph Kaf Dalet, where there it says, "Vahi kachalas Moshe lichtav es divrei haTorah hazos al sefer," and it was when Moshe finished writing these words of the Torah on a scroll, ad tumam, until they were completed. And it seems that after that he sang a song, and that song almost certainly—I didn't see it beforeish, but it's almost certainly what's coming up very shortly after that, i.e., Parshas Hazinu. Song number five is the song sung by Yehoshua. Chapter Yud Pasuk Yud Beis in Yeshua over the sun stopping so he could finish the war against the Miri before Shabbos came. Song number six is Shiras Devorah, Shoftim chapter Hay, where after defeating Sisera, the song sung by Devorah and Barak ben Avinoam. Song number seven is our chapter Shiras David, which is as it's recorded in Shmuel Beis chapter Kaf Beis. Song number eight is Mizmor Shir Chanukas Habayis LeDavid, which is Tehillim chapter Lamed, which is the song sung by David to celebrate the future Beis HaMikdash to be built by Shlomo, and David paved the way for it. So it's Mizmor Shir Chanukas Habayis LeDavid, even though the Beis HaMikdash was built by Shlomo and not by David, because David paved the way, it's ascribed to David. Song number nine is recorded in Divrei Hayomim, and it's Divrei Hayomim Beis, chapter Kaf, Pasuk Kaf Aleph. Now this is a very dramatic event when King Yehoshaphat, one of the descendants of David, was attacked by Ammon and Moab, and it looked as though there was going to be an absolute annihilation of Klal Yisrael. And so he led Klal Yisrael into Tefillah, and they fasted as well, and he had and Tefillah, they davened, and then remarkably Yehoshaphat organized the Levim to sing Hallel. Now, normally we only sing Hallel post facto, right? After the salvation, then you can celebrate and sing Hallel and praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yehoshaphat didn't do it that way. He got the Levim to sing Hallel before the enemies had been averted, because he was so certain that all would go well, and indeed all did go well. And there in Divrei Hayomim Beis chapter Kaf Pasuk Kaf Aleph it says, Vayivat El Ha'om Vayamid Meshurim LaHashem, he established singers to God, Umahalim LaHajas Kodesh, and those to praise Hashem before the glory of His Holiness, Betzeis Lifnei Hecholot, I'm not sure what that means, Ve'omrim, and they said, Hodu LaHashem Ki LeOlam Chasdo. Right, so they praised Hashem for defeating Ammon and Moab before the battle had happened. And then the prophet goes on to say that indeed Ammon and Moab suffered some annihilation and the whole disaster was averted. And song number 10, as recorded in the list in the Alkot HaMachiri, is this future one, and that's recorded in Yeshaya chapter Mem Beis, Pasuk Yud. Mem Beis, Pasuk Yud, here we are. Members prosecuted. Yeah. Shir Lashem Shir Chodosh. Sing a new song to Hashem. Tehlosemik Teha Oretz. His praise goes from one end of the earth to the other. Yerdei Hayom, those who go down to the sea. Umelo'o, and those that fill the sea. Iyim, islands, V'yeshvem, and their inhabitants. In other words, everybody should sing a song to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's for the final Geula. And it's a similar thing is recorded as well in Yeshaya chapter Mem Ches. Pasuk Kaf. Well, one second. Mem Ches Kaf, which says where the pasuk says there, Tzu mi Bavel, birchu mi Kastim, go out of Bavel, run away from Kastim, from the Chaldeans. Bekol Rino, Hagidu, Hashmiu Zos, Hotzia Ad Kateor, it's Imru, say, Gal Hashem Avdo Yaakov, Hashem has redeemed his servant Yaakov. So that is song number 10, as according to the list by the Yalkut HaMachiri. And we'll finish with one last thing, which is brought by the art scroll, in the name of a sefer called Tehillah LeDavid, where he writes there that David fought 13 battles against national enemies of Klal Yisrael, and he also fought 5 personal battles against his own personal enemies. So 13 enemies of Klal Yisrael and 5 enemies of his own, totaling 18 battles. Hence we have this chapter celebrating his successes after his battles and thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu is recorded as chapter number 18. And we've done the introduction. And in this session next week we'll begin Perek Pasuk Aleph.
The Mauritian doesn't figure.
Yeah, it's true. It's not there. The first one recorded is the one from Yitzchak Mitzrayim that they sang at the night of Yitzchak Mitzrayim. Yeah?
Yeah. That shear isn't authentic?
It's not recorded as a proper shearer. I don't know. 10 lists of shearers, I don't know. The expert on this topic is Henry Erach, because he wrote about these 10 shearers, and he wrote about the different versions of what the 10 were.
Thank you very much.
Pleasure.
Lots of work.